So I get up this morning to check the weather, hit the button, and then all of a sudden, oh no, there's some kind of bird flu or something. Oh no, a crisis. The system. Now, if it's to save women, we know that you got the Holy Spirit and you see through this game, but I promise you, the problem is Mother Earth, the system, the crisis all the time. Always a crisis, right? The milk E way, the gal acts E, the creation is always in a crisis mode. Help me. But then when you help them, it's your fault. It's a flip around, you know? The corporations are dead corpses. That's why it's called a corp. It's a dead corpse. You know how the only way a corporation lives is off of your blood, sweat, and tears? The corporation is dead unless it has worker bees. What does the flying monkey have? A bunch of flying monkeys. I mean, what does the narcissist have? A bunch of flying monkeys. What did the pharaoh have? A bunch of flying monkeys. A bunch of worker bees. What does the system do? It looks to be the queen bee, has no power. It's always a crisis, but it has its worker bees doing all the work. And that's where the Illuminati sacrifice comes from. Even if they have 1,000 worker bees and the queen bee system doesn't want to get out there and help do any work, so they still fall behind. Unless it's a teamwork, The whole thing falls behind, and then what happens? They gotta have an Illuminati sacrifice so they can get that insurance policy off of that employee. Walmart did it. People don't remember that. You think Walmart is your friend? You think Walmart was USA, they were taking insurance policies out on their employees, and the one guy died, and they got millions of dollars, and the wife didn't get jack. His wife didn't get nothing. I read that article. Not just Walmart, the banks do it, especially Wells Fargo. It does a lot of crazy stuff. Every 3 years, Wells Fargo's got something else going on in the pipes, and every 3 years they catch them doing something crazy or illegal. Seriously, every 3 years. And if they've been doing it every 3 years for the last 20 years, then they're probably doing it right now. And it just keeps happening. And you look at who's running the whole world right now. BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. You don't think they're doing some shady stuff? And then when the average human, I watch them, I look out and I see the average human trying to get ahead, following the corporate system, and knowing they're going to get in trouble. You're sitting there watching them, knowing they're going to get in trouble. And they get caught. And they have no recourse. But the corporation is going to pay it. Because it's a corporation, nobody gets in trouble. They just pay a big fine. Somebody yesterday had to pay a fine. I don't know how much it was. I think it was like supposed to be $140 million, but they couldn't afford that, so they made it $25 million or something. And then they said in the article, said if the books if the books are lying, then they're going to make them pay the full amount. But it looked like they could only pay $25 million so far. But they, but the court case was $140 million or something. And it's like, okay, who was it? I forgot who it was right now, but it's like, come on. It just, it's all about money. Can buy your way out. It's always a crisis. I'm looking over here at this movie theater. The back of the house looks like it's growth. It looks like it might be shut down. There's always a crisis. And it's usually 95% of the time man-made crisis. Mankind doesn't know how to manage his stuff, you know. And then when you get to good, get really good, you can manage your stuff. And then you say, okay, I'm managing my stuff well. And you get married to one that was gaslighting you and future faking and had an outward show. You didn't even know about narcissists. So you marry one that had a good outward show. But the outward show was just a show. Wasn't a help meet suitable. It was a vampire. Then when you kick the vampire out of the house, they go to the pastor. And you're new to the faith. And they go to the pastor and try to get you to... the pastor tries to get you to put up with a bunch of junk. And you say, do you have to live with her? No. Why are you in my house? Why are you calling me on the phone? Why are you bothering me? Why are you in my business? I'm not in your business. I'm not trying to run your house. Your mother-in-law tries to run your house. Why are you trying to run my house? You're my mother-in-law. You're not my wife. You're not my daddy. You're not my God, is really what I want to say. Because your daddy shouldn't run your house. Your mama, your wife, the man should run the house. Now, she's single, yeah, she could run her house. And then, and if she's really good at it, you really want to marry a woman that can run her own house. And if y'all both can run your house together, you got something. But if you got other people trying to run your house, mother-in-laws and father-in-laws and pastors and neighbors and anybody trying to tell you what to do, why do they feel like they can tell you what to do? Why do they feel like they know more than you? You're doing better than them, but they still try to tell you, give you advice, and you're doing better than them. Now, what's that about? And you've overcome so many obstacles, and they're trying to tell you how to run your house? Kind of like, let's say somebody had a job, and they were managing a job, and then they come home, and somebody's trying to tell them how to manage their house when they're actually managing a corporation or something, or a business. It's like, are y'all stupid or what? And then when you stand up to them, they have to attack you and call you evil. And if you say, hey, why are you trying to run my home when you ain't got nothing? And I'm not bothering you. Why are you in my business? I'm not in your business. Seriously. Seriously, that really goes on, people. When you're naive, you think everybody has a good motive. No, they don't have a good motive. And they're not even as smart as you. A lot of times, these people, they try to do that because you're kind and quiet. They think they're smarter than you, and you're sitting back watching them, and you're like, don't you know I have a math degree and an engineering degree, and I've rightly divided the word for X amount of years, and I can understand calculus and stuff you ain't even never thought about, and you're sitting here trying to give me advice, and you can't back it up with no proof? Come on, people. I mean, you know, most people study calculus now, but I when I do the Uber picking people up to college. A lot of people are getting a college degree over foolishness. They don't even know what calculus is. I'm thinking, how do you get a college degree without taking at least one class in calculus? It don't even make sense. Picked up this one girl one time. She was getting her master's degree in math. She was a math genius. But she said she was still struggling with some stuff, understanding certain things. I said, you know, if you shift your mind from a static state to a transient state, then it'll help you. If you understand, if you want to understand just the overarching pattern of getting a mindset of calculus, it teaches you acceleration, velocity. It teaches you the state of flow and not just static. The state of change and not just static. And so you look at life from a calculus perspective, advanced math perspective, or something like that. An average person who's just don't have a clue how you think, they're sitting there trying to tell you how to do something when they're not even doing their stuff right. And it kind of, you're just sitting back watching because you're kind. And when I was younger, I just sit back and listen. Now I'd say, you know, if they said something this time, I'd say, can you open your bank account and show me how you're doing your finances? I want to see proof. Before I take any advice, I want to see some proof. Is the proof in the pudding? Anyway, what I'm trying to tell you, I woke up, ate bird flu or whatever. There's always a crisis in this Mother Earth machine. That's what they want you in, stress. See, if you are stressed out, are you going to sit down and learn the code, learn the secrets of the universe, learn the archetypes, learn the patterns, learn the fractals? Are you going to have time to think about the fractal holographic reality that we're in? I mean, think about this for a second. This is hard to wrap your mind around. But try not to observe the universe. Whether it's your eye gate, your ear gate, touch, taste, smell, try not to observe the universe. It's impossible. Even when you're asleep, your ears, your smell, you're still observing it while you're asleep. And so if you can't avoid observing the universe, then you're a part of the universe. And the universe is observing you. Now think about that. Try not to observe your universe. Even a person who's blind and deaf and dumb, speaking, they can't talk. I don't mean they're dumb, but they just can't talk. They can still, you still touch them and they can feel somebody's touching them, you know? You can't escape observing the universe. What does that tell you? It's designed, the universe is designed to hit you in your five senses to bring you back to your senses. And what is bringing you back to your senses about? In Him we live and breathe and have our being. So if you can't escape, you can't not observe the universe. Let's say you're sitting there observing a narcissist and you see the pattern. The narcissist psychopath is observing you, but you're observing them back. And so the same as with the universe. And so that means that God has put you in a place and He's everywhere. You can't run from God. You can't hide from God. You can't escape the universe. You have to observe it. You can't run. You can't hide. So what is happening? He's using this place to cut and turn you back to Himself. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. So if you look for God, He was already looking for you. What you look for was already looking for you. Marriage, relationship, job. See if you can understand that. See if you can digest that. If you can digest that, you're like a guru and don't even know it. Hey.